This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, I hesitate to bring this up, but you should know, with high water in Texas and beyond, and now the Caribbean, Florida and beyond, come mosquitoes that carry, among other things, Zika. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports on some constraints that public health officials are dealing with.
After a hurricane, mosquitoes can be biblical. Professor Saravanan Tangamani at the University of Texas Medical Branch says the problem is all the standing water.
Potted plants, rain gutters, trash cans, you know, tires, wheelbarrows, those are things that actually hold water.
There's a lot of talk about Zika, but actually more people are susceptible to the West Nile virus right now. In Texas, work is underway to control mosquitoes. Houston public health officials are assessing whether aerial spray is needed. Dr. Peter Hotez at the Baylor College of Medicine says there was a spike in West Nile cases after Katrina, and he expects that to happen again. More funding would help, he says, but it won't come easy.
On top of that, you have all the emergency relief needed for people who are now out of their homes, living in evacuation centers. It comes at a very difficult time.
Investing in vaccines is another way to combat West Nile and Zika. Hotez says these huge storms may provide an economic incentive to pursue treatments. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.